और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है। मैंने सेव किए हैं $1,775।
क्या चमत्कार किया, मुझे भी गुड़ सिखाओ ना।
भाई बात सादा सी है, हमारे पास 2 गाड़ियाँ और 1 घर है और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है। और ये जादू किया है ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह ने। आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर के इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं। टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई। ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह 6472903773 6472903773।
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहार ऐ बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज। और ऐ मुसाफिर पूछका सामान कर, इस सलामी है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सतरेखा जय गुरुदत्ता साईराम अस्सलाम वालेकुम। हे गुड आफ्टरनून एवरीबॉडी, वेलकम टू शब्दम रेडियो ऑन दिस ब्यूटीफुल सैटरडे। अ लिटल कूलर टुडे, एज वी से वेलकम आई वांट टू से थैंक यू टू रियाद रहमत फॉर स्टार्टिंग अस ऑफ ऑन अ ब्यूटीफुल सैटरडे विद हिज टू hours of great music. 3 hours, 11 to 1. 11 to, that's 2 hours. Riyad Rahman, thank you, my brother. Working very hard, you know, he works at multiple jobs. Riyad, thank you very much. And of course, we want to say thank you to Master Controller WTOR. Hey, to my little brother, I hope you're having a good day. And thank you again for getting us up and running and looking after the broadcast every Saturday. Thank you. Well, we missed a couple of people last week. We haven't heard from Sister Mina and Furt. Trusting that all is well and you're back with us. Yes, I see you're back with us. Thank you. But still trying to get my voice back. Hope you're there with me today.
This is a hard one.
It's a hard one, yes. You know, this cough and cool have your throat kind of always tickling, right? And if you have the cough, oh boy, you know how your back and your... you can't sleep, but something else. But we are here to keep you company. Want to say, brother, Arif Rahmat. Arif Rahman and family, welcome. Assalamu alaikum. Hope your Ramadan is going well. Hope your mum and dad and the entire family here enjoying the Ramadan and, of course, enjoying today. Also want to say hello to all the parents. If you're a parent, this show is for you today, right? Yep, if you're mommy or daddy, whether you're single dad, or you're living in the same house, whether you're raising a family by yourself, listen, today is about you, the parents. The hard-working parents, and every single parent is a hard-working parent. Trinidad and Tobago, we want to say thank you for joining us. Yes, we see you, Manahamri. Blackson Bay, how are you doing? Soledad Road joining us. Hey, just tell us where you're listening to us from, if you, whether it is GTA, but those of you especially outside of Toronto. Coming back from Trinidad and Tobago, I'm missing home, you know. Well, the election has been announced, and of course, today on the program, we'll be giving up half hour, starting at 1:30, to bring you a broadcast of a political meeting, part of it anyway, where we'd be featuring Dr. Rudal Munilal. Yes, Trinidad and Tobago goes to the poll on the 28th of April. And we will be covering the campaign trail, bringing you some of the meetings live and some repeated to keep you informed and hopefully that you would encourage your family members back home to vote and, you know, to keep you up to date what's happening in some of the current issues. So today, coming up at 1:30, join me. We will be sharing that broadcast with you, with Dr. Rudal Munilal. And hopefully if I could get him, I might bring him on the phone live also. But right now, I want to start off with this beautiful selection from Jameer Hussain. The Jameer Hussain collection. And again, dedicating it to Brother Arif and his family.
Khuda rakhe parda uthata hai mahat jalwa dikhata hai Oh,
Morning also, this afternoon, I'd like to say congratulations to Mr. Darren Kisoon. You see, today would have been 35 years since he has been called to the bar. What an accomplishment indeed. And, you know, not only him being a successful attorney at law, but of course, contributing and being a leader and organizing so many events for less fortunate and community members of this wonderful community we have here in the GTA. And even outside of Toronto and Canada, he continued to do his charitable work. We want to say congratulations. May God Almighty continue to bless him so that he could continue to be a blessing to so many of us. I'd like to dedicate this next item in his honor as we congratulate him and his family.
दिल को बराना तू मन में लगन खुशी का खजाना तू, मैं ललचाऊं घड़ी घड़ी आऊं दिल को बराना तू। माँ जय अम्बे माँ, जय दुर्गे माँ रक्षा करूं, माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ कृपा करूं। ये सुहानी ठंडा ठंडा पानी सपन हरे मन की, लगनी है दूरी होती ही है पूरी आशा ये जीवन की। रुति ये सुहानी ठंडा ठंडा पानी सपन हरे मन की, लगी नहीं दूरी होती ही है पूरी आशा ये जीवन की। माँ जय अम्बे माँ, जय दुर्गे माँ रक्षा करूं, माँ जय अम्बे माँ जय दुर्गे माँ कृपा करूं। दुर्गे माँ कृपा करो।
अगेन कंग्रेचुलेशंस टू मिस्टर डायमंड किसून ऑन 35 इयर्स as a practicing lawyer. Well, hopefully again, he too, I will try to reach on the phone and see if we could help us, you know, understand that journey a little bit and what it's like or has been for him. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later into this program, this early part, we'll be bringing you part of a political meeting featuring Dr. Rudal Munilal, Member of Parliament on the UNC Pavement Report. It was held a couple of days ago, and we wanted to bring it to you as we launch our series of Caribbean politicking, as when we do also in Guyana, we'll be bringing you some of those political meetings. Some of them we'll be carrying live, some of them we'd have it rebroadcast. So hope you would stay with us. Right now, want to share another nice song with you as we extend to you a warm welcome. Hey, this is an oldie indeed, but I know it's going to have everybody singing along. This is Shabdam Radio. Welcome.
Canada's largest and most reliable 5G network right at home with Rogers 5G Home Internet. Now with expanded 5G coverage, you can go from box to browse in just minutes, enjoying seamless and reliable connection on all your devices with easy setup. Just plug and play. Try Rogers 5G Home Internet risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee for only $60 a month. Call 905-794-3656 or visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road, Brampton, and experience top-notch connectivity, plus get more in-store exclusive Rogers promotions. Rogers, we got you.
Compassion unites us, change drives us. Come take a look.
Last year, we raised over $20 million and built 58 homes. We created clean water access for 60,000 people, fed over 75,000 human beings. But there's so much more to do. We're at a turning point in our history. It's all because of you. It's time we create institutions we can rely on. Time to put the power in the hands of our own community. And have decisions made by those who intimately understand the plight of our beneficiaries. We want to invest in ourselves and put our funds where they are most needed. Together, we make up the institution. And it's time to institute real change where most needed, when it matters most.
TicketGateway.com is your go-to online site for your event. From large to small, we have them all. Are you an event promoter? Then we've got you covered. We provide entrance management, scanning, print fraud-proof barcode tickets, wristbands, flyers, banners, and promotional items. You can even list your event online. Let TicketGateway.com help make your event a success. Call us at 1-877-616-0101. TicketGateway.com, your gateway to world events.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping?
Yes, they might think they would have liked to see somebody else in grooming or, you know, ready to take the reins of power. And it's a conversation that has been had in the bathroom and now openly in the bars, etc. But, you know, Auntie Kamala, as they call her, has done a tremendous amount of work for Trinidad and Tobago. Like her or hate her, even the PNM, members. Some of the Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Trinbagonians are agreeing with that. I was in Tobago a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't believe how many Tobagonians speak so highly about her. But yet still I find some of our own party members, and some people are not even members, but they're carrying that slogan, why don't she step down? Listen, whether you want her to step down or not, it's too late for that right now. Whether you fought against her in the past, it's too late for that. If you want to remove the People's National Movement, well, or see a new government in power, this is the last chance to save Trinidad and Tobago. And I believe that she can still make a difference. She has done, she has a proven track record, and I just wanted to start bringing some of the political meetings on CSTV. We have been carrying some, but now we want to take it a little more serious, and as we wrap up with Ramadan, we will be able to bring them live out of Trinidad and Tobago. Caribbean politicking. So watch out for it. And to launch that series, we'd like to present today an excerpt of that meeting with the lion himself. Out of Trinidad and Tobago, here is Dr. Rudal Munilal.
Very warm welcome to this podium. Brothers and sisters assembled here in your thousands, give yourselves a round of applause. This is one of the biggest political meetings we have seen in some time. It signals the beginning of our campaign with an election declared. Brothers and sisters, let me begin acknowledging our great political leader, Member of Parliament for Siparia, Leader of the Opposition, former Prime Minister, and after April 28, the next Prime Minister of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, the Honorable Kamala Prasad. May I also acknowledge the presence of my parliamentary colleagues, members of the local government fraternity assembled here, members of the UNC National Executive, members of the constituency of St. Augustine, surrounding areas, with us tonight. May I also acknowledge the presence of former government minister and former chairman of the United National Congress, the Honorable Austin Jack Warner. Former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Senator Wade Stephen Mark. Former ministers of government who are here tonight with us. Several former ministers are here. Several candidates are here. We have already acknowledged some. Later we will acknowledge all. And I want to tell Mikey K, he mixed up somebody here and calling me, because we have here the former Chutney King of Trinidad and Tobago, Adesh Samaru, is also here. And he's the real singer. Brothers and sisters, we are streaming live on several social media platforms. We are also live on IETV. We are live on TV6. We have online at this moment over 6,000 viewers online. We are on radio. We are on the airwaves. We are in your hearts tonight. And we are ready. So if the PNM is not ready, the UNC is ready, and we are on the ground. They are scrunting, they are begging, they are going to all our activists and asking them to speak to the leaders of this party, the leader and others, begging for spots on radio and TV, because the media has gone UNC with all their coverage. Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome folks throughout the Caribbean, our CARICOM brothers and sisters, who have taken a keen interest in this transition in Trinidad and Tobago to the next government of the United National Congress. Welcome our brothers and sisters in Canada, Vindra in Miami, who listened on Monday as well, and tonight would be listening with her family there. our friends in New York, our family, our supporters, well-wishers throughout North America and Europe who are tuning this evening. We want to welcome you. This evening we meet on sacred ground. St. Augustine is the heart of the UNC on the East-West Corridor. Tonight, St. Augustine is telling the country, when the UNC wins, everyone wins. A special welcome this evening, you know. I see some of these dissident fellas and somebody said that they resign. Parliament dissolved 12 o'clock on Tuesday, a fella resigned Wednesday morning. But there's nothing to resign from, you gone already? Fella say he resigned, but Parliament end 12 o'clock midnight, there's nothing to resign from. He gone. Tonight, that is the point, you know. The fella pay cut at 12 midnight. So he said, well, me have nothing to stay for now, I resign. Because he don't get the money and gone. So brothers and sisters, tonight a special lady in our audience, could you all welcome a former protocol officer of the former Prime Minister, Patrick Manning, a constituency executive, member of the PNM for many years, who have now joined us in San Fernando East, join us in Paje. Welcome our sister Wendy Lewis, who is here with us this evening. And Wendy is working with Maka in San Fernando East, who will become the next member of Parliament for San Fernando East, brothers and sisters. Tonight I've been hearing about this, Jack, I'm hearing about this cricket analogy and so on. Now I know cricket good, huh? I know cricket good. So people who don't know cricket, I will tell you something. Rowley calls Stuart Young, he Gary Sobers. Now fellas who are young like me, all you may remember or not, in 1968 in a test match in Port of Spain, and nobody here might know that, they had a famous test match. I think it was the fourth test match in Port of Spain. The West Indies made 526 runs in a first innings. Like plenty runs. England went on to make 404 runs in their first innings. Gary Sobers was the captain. You know what he do? And in the West Indies second innings, it was 92 for 2. Rohan Kanhai was not out. He declared the innings. You know England going on to beat the West Indies and win the series? That was called the infamous Sobers Declaration. I want to tell you something. 52 years ago, now, we had on Tuesday a Sobers Declaration. And he will lose the general election. The man was, they had a swearing in on Monday and a swearing out on Tuesday. This is the first man that will be Prime Minister of this country who will not see inside the Parliament as a Prime Minister. Let me tell you something. In the airport, they just put up all the Prime Minister picture. You know that? Under every Prime Minister, Eric Williams, Chambers, Robinson, and so on, they just put the date they serve. So you will see 1986 to 1981, Mr. Pandey, this to that, Mrs. Pasadbi, says that to that. What they going to put on the Stuart Young picture? He was Prime Minister from March 2025 to April 2025. That's what they going to put there? Lambert? President Lambert? That's what they will put? The fellow will not see inside the Parliament as Prime Minister. He will go in the airport for 1 month. Only they'll put 1 month he was Prime Minister. But Rowley put him there. Rowley didn't have the mouth to call election. He wanted to give Stuart Young $87,000 a month for the rest of his life. So Rowley couldn't wait 6 weeks to call election. He put Stuart Young there. That is what they have done, brothers and sisters. And when you couldn't get a food card, you couldn't get a hamper, you lost your job, you couldn't provide books for your children, he going with $87,000. Tonight I want to call on all these great lawyers, the brilliant lawyers on the UNC bench and supporters, or let's start devising some legislative change to deal with that one. That is a travesty of democracy and justice, and we must deal with it. We must confront it. You cannot have that. And in 24 hours, his government collapsed. They collapsed, they imploded in 24 hours. They put a whole cabinet together. What that cabinet doing? Them fellas will not even find the minister office. They will not even find where the washroom is. And they have to dimit office. That fellow named Vishnu Dan Paul, he's a PNM, everybody know that. Brothers and sisters, he will become the first finance minister of this country never to deliver a budget speech. When he go deliver the budget speech in the parlor in Paje, when we go deliver that in the restaurant, he will never deliver a budget speech in his life and he will be a former minister of finance. This is the joke that they have put us through, brothers and sisters. This is what they are doing. So the Stuart Young cannot run the country for 24 hours. And now we come in to tell you, give him 5 years. But he can't run the country for 24 hours, you know. Now he wants 5 years. Every day his army is being depleted. Wendy, others, many others are joining us, brothers and sisters, in this remarkable ascendancy led by the Honorable Kamala Prasad Bisesa. Mrs. Prasad Bisesa is on the verge of history. She is on the verge of history to return as Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago. And I'll speak specifically about her role and her readiness in a few moments, brothers and sisters. So what I want to tell you tonight is they have collapsed. Have you seen the wake they had on Sunday, the funeral? Tonight we have 3 times the amount of people in Paje than they had in Woodford Square. 3 times. You know, I tell people, when you have a new political, look at people, even I now amazed with the screen. Look at that. And that is not a file photo, you know. That is real and live. Brothers and sisters, they had a meeting at Woodford Square. Do you know when a party change leader and so on, Stuart Young comes, he's of course a new leader. Normally you will think that the party will have some bounce, you know, they'll get a bounce or something. Then get bounced down. Didn't get bounced, they get bounced down. The party is deflated. Their cabinet is split. Their coalition is falling apart. They cannot manage the affairs of the country. Parliament gone, dissolved, closed down. But even before Parliament was dissolved, anybody know when Parliament meet last? Parliament has not been meeting. February 5th, we met. Before that in January, and only for 2 emergency issues. The state of emergency, which you had to meet, and the appointment of the Commissioner of Police, which you had to meet again. They have no agenda, no policy, no program, no legislation to take to the people. This is a new Prime Minister. Khadija and others said it. You would think they would have now to come to Parliament and say, this is a new Prime Minister. We have new legislation, fresh policy and so on. They have nothing, brothers and sisters. They have nothing. And they are deflated. Today, Mrs. Prasad Bisesa has won another major victory for democracy. When Stuart Young conceded, put his tail between his legs and understood that we must have international observers for the election. You remember what Rowley said, you know? Stuart Young, I will not tell you that, but I want to remind you because I was there. And I reached this stage now where I don't forget easily. That might happen in the future, but not now. In Parliament, you know what Rowley said, the Hansard is there. He said, I will invite CARICOM. We don't need Commonwealth. We don't need Carter Center and all of them. We don't want them to tell us how to run an election. CARICOM is enough. You all forget that, you know. Today they put their tail between their legs because of the pressure of Kamala Prasad Bisesa and the United National Congress. They were never going to invite Commonwealth, Carter Center and OAS and so on. They were never doing it. It is the pressure. And CARICOM, with all respect to all the people in CARICOM and so on, do never forget, CARICOM had certified the Guyana election in 2020 as fair, as proper, as free. And when CARICOM certified that, the Carter Center said it was the most transparent attempt to thief an election they have ever seen. Never forget that. So we have concerns with that CARICOM, not the people of CARICOM, but that institution. We have concerns with that. And Mrs. Prasad Bisesa was right to say that we cannot trust and we cannot depend on CARICOM. She was right. And they could say what they want. She was right. CARICOM had stamped their approval to the Guyanese election, which was fraudulent. Never forget that. Brothers and sisters, tonight we bring to you a new, vibrant UNC team. Stuart Young say is a new chapter. there is a new chapter in our old disgusting book. I want to tell you something. A snake will shed its skin, but the nature of a snake cannot change. A snake, Adesh, can't change its nature, but it has changed its skin. What we are seeing here, it has changed its skin, but it's the same snake, it's the same PNM, that is the same young. And I want to tell him without talking too much about it, because a lot of speakers went in detail. You cannot unbully yourself. You can't unbully yourself, sir. I mean, I must tell you, when I was in high school, I make papers too, you know. I win a debating competition and I make papers. I never make papers for that. This fellow was in high school and his name was in the mirror. Some of you remember the mirror, the bomb? Some of you remember the punch too? So, I see a smile now on Dr. Lakram Budu face there. I didn't see whole evening, you know. But anyway, brothers and sisters, I couldn't believe in, when you were in school, high school, you could make papers for bullying a student and causing that student to drop out and be denied the right to do their exams. Stuart Young did that and he's no different today. He's no different today. He put this whole team together, Imbert, Camille Robinson, Hines. What you bringing them back for? You bring back them? I want to tell you, under the next government of the UNC, no minister will be collecting bribes for work permits. Take that in your pipe and smoke it. No minister of a UNC administration will be collecting bribe for issuing work permits. And I want to tell you something. The minister who is doing that is known. And the American authorities know. They know who it is. They are on the tracks. I say no more about that at this time. Camille Robinson Regis, we heard about her. This woman actually gone and said she didn't pass maths. She didn't what pass mathematics. One of my contacts in HDC tell me they believe that, Barry. Because sometimes they put she to talk and she gone on the mic and say, testing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. They know she couldn't count to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She was only saying 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So they know she failed maths. But she boasting about that, and it's like something to boast about. You hide if you fail maths, man. You don't tell nobody that. You don't tell nobody that. Camille Robinson Regis is a disgrace to the Attorney General. And Saddam Hussein, I think, dealt with some of that matters before. But brothers and sisters, I want to raise one or two new matters with you very briefly before I close. Today at the Cabinet Media Conference, they announced an appointment. The parliament has been dissolved. Election has been called. They appointed a gentleman today as head of the Strategic Services Agency, SSA, Senator Lyda. Right? A former policeman by the name of Arthur Barrington. They are going to give us this man to work with for 3 years? Not a hell of that. I could tell you that one time. Not. That ain't happening here tonight. Mr. Watts? That they're happening here tonight. So, this man was the guy, they put him in charge, Anil, of doing a report on the issuance of firearms of, last year, 23, I think. Him, Arthur Barrington, and a distinguished commander, Commodore Hayden Prashad from the Defense Force. Two of them had to do a report on the issuance of firearms. Hayden Prashad did not sign the report. Arthur Barrington alone signed the report that led to the undermining of the Police Service Commission, the Commissioner of Police, and the Trinidad Police Service that did damage to 3 major institutions. Arthur Barrington was signing off on a report that cast aspersions on police officers to satisfy Keith Rowley. Today, he's rewarded as director of the SSA. So he now in charge of spying, listening to your conversations, intercepting emails and WhatsApp and texts and so on. So that is a dangerous man to put there, because he will give Rowley and Stuart Young what they want. He will do what former head of the SSA, Roger Best, did not want to do. He will want to do what they did not want to do. And they are desperate, brothers and sisters. I want to tell you something tonight. The writing is on the wall. They will lose the elections and they are desperate. The writing is on the wall. But I think they teach the wall too. Because they're not seeing it. But their time is limited. Now is a time for nastiness from them. Mischief, deception. They will hung down opposition members now. Now is the time. And they will use the SSA under this new fella who they appointed today. I call upon the government and Mr. Young and others. Do not cease and desist from making appointments to the government service when you are weeks away from a general election and there is a change of governance that is imminent. You ought not to be making appointments like that when you are changing government. So Mr. Barrington is known. Mr. Barrington is known. And he cannot sit as head of the SSA in the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Another piece of news I want to tell you. They went the other day to open, Dr. Rishi, the central block. They didn't open no central block. They opened a shell. Senator Naked, I don't call him Dr. Naked now, you know. I don't know how he reached inside there, but he reached Dr. Naked. He ducked in. So, they open a shell. So, what is this? A piece of lobster or something? You dig out and you dig out and you dig out? You know what they did? I have confirmed only today. They asked the people who are doing the outfitting to outfit one floor, Dr. Bodo, out of 13 floors. So they had one floor. It was the fifth floor, sorry. The fifth floor is outfitted. Right? All the rest of the floor, complete state of disrepair, not even tiles on the ground. No water, toilet facilities not working, air condition not working, nothing is there. No furniture, of course, no medical equipment. On the fifth floor, they say only people to go on the fifth floor. That's the only thing they want to show people. They put a fella in the elevator, and he was the elevator police. And when you go in the elevator, the only thing he could press is 5. And when you finish, he pressed ground floor. So nobody could go anywhere in that building. Today, they have problems with plumbing. That building will not be opened by no PNM government. It is a United National Congress has to go and clean up that mess. So hear this one. Do you know the Northwest Regional Health Authority? And I think Kevan has the photographs. Over the last 6 months, the Boston, we built in the central block, hospital bed, administration center, UNC didn't want to do it. We building, man. You know what they went and do? They went and rent a building opposite the Northwest in Port of Spain, a place called Dare Street, D-E-R-E, if that's the right pronunciation. Dare Street. They rent that building on your screen there. They're building a central block, huh? But watch the gimmickry. They rent that building for $400,000 per month. And we come into the owner. As Jack used to tell me a long time, hold on. $400,000 they rent that building per month. That is a private building. It is for the Northwest Regional Health Authority who boasting that they're building the central block. Here the next one, that is a private building. Do you know the government, well the Northwest Regional Authority, which is government, paid $50 million to outfit a private building? So that building belongs to someone else. The government paid $15 million to outfit it. They will pay $100,000 a month extra for maintenance and $400,000 in rent. That is $500,000 a month. That is where taxpayers' money going. That is why they want to cut pension, take away the people pension. Do not give people pension because you have a little thing in the bank you save after all your life. You save $25,000 for your whole life. And they want to deny you pension to pay for that building. That is what they are up to. Tonight we call upon the Northwest Regional Health Authority to come clean and tell us who owns that building. And if they fail to tell you who owns the building, I will tell you who owns the building. Tell us who owned that building and whether the owners had anything to do with the construction of Balize House. You see what happened there? You rent a building. Who owned it? We don't know. Well, we know, but we're not willing to tell yet. And you don't know what other role they play. Who are they? $400,000 per month. And that is a scandal of the highest order. while they're boasting about central block and central block and so on. That is what they're doing. So brothers and sisters, we have arrived at a great moment in our history when it is Mrs. Kamala Prasad Bisesa who has answered the call to serve Trinidad and Tobago as head of government. When she was there last time, there's a unique part. There is great history this year. I'll explain this great history. 2025 comes 15 years after 2010, correct? I passed maths, by the way. I have a one in ordinary levels, the XC maths. I must say that. You could check the books on that one. So 15 years after, do you know the children who Mrs. Prasad Bisesa gave laptops to will now vote for her in the general elections 2025? The thousands and thousands of children who received laptops, who got support from GATE so they could extend their higher level education and so on, they are now called upon to support Kamala Prasad Bisesa who gave them that opportunity. They are called upon. So Mrs. Bisesa is coming around now as the leader who gave the education, gave the equipment, and today will receive the privilege, the benefit, and the blessing of their support. It's a great moment in history. So don't listen to Stuart Young and that rubbish. Let me say briefly, Mrs. Prasad Bisesa is a seasoned, experienced politician. Where this country has reached now, economic collapse, social decay, energy sector has collapsed completely, joblessness, poverty, man, you name it, every problem we face here. Oh God, don't talk about crime. You need a leader with experience, with expertise, with a track record, with the skill who has demonstrated leadership. And of the two of them, it only has one leader with the track record, one leader with the experience, one leader with the expertise, and one leader with the compassion, and that is Kamala Prasad Bisesa. We have to go that way. What is Stuart Young? I could give you an example whole night. Did you all remember it was March 2020, I believe, when 35 Trinidadian nationals were locked out of this country? I think many of them were teachers. They were locked out. They went to Barbados like vagrant. They went to Barbados begging for a place to stay, for food, for water. Stuart Young, that fellow without a heart, locked out Trinidadian nationals. You all remember the government of Barbados beg Stuart Young, open the gate, open the airport, let your nationals come back. He denied those people the right to come back to their country. And when he was doing that, the Delcy lady Rodriguez, vice president, who is banned, who is sanctioned from America, they opened the airport for she to come here and then lie to say they didn't know. But our nationals, our citizens, our mothers, our fathers, you banned them and had them in Barbados begging a foreign government for housing, begging a foreign government for food and water. My friends, I want to tell you something. On that alone, that fellow must never see the Prime Minister office one day after the 28th. Never, for what he has done. Look at our team. Look at our team of candidates. Brilliant people with experience, academic qualifications, skills. Speak very, very well. I mean, I used to tell people when Barry finished talk, I used to feel kind of a little scared talking after, you know, because of the power of his delivery and his aggression. Tonight, look, I had to hear the dragon, firepower. I had to hear Khadija. When Khadija finished, I wanted to quietly get up and go home. I said, but who could speak after such a fiery and powerful delivery? This is the platform we have. This is the passion, the knowledge, the experience. We have the best team to lead this country. And you haven't seen all yet. You haven't seen all yet. We have the team. A team that is superior to Stuart Young's team. So you have to give us the chance. We have to return and save this country. Every sector, we have to have a rescue plan. And we will reveal much more plans. But don't forget, don't let people chain you up. Huh? Saying the UNC not ready and the UNC not ready. Let me tell you, I can't use the word, but it's hogwash. Right? Hogwash. I will say that. I could use that word. We have been campaigning and outlining policies for 10 long years. Man, every Monday night, Mrs. Prasad, we set her standing up talking. Then she sit down talking. Then she talk while she walking. Only policy, program, plans. We have been doing this for 10 years, and in the last few years, you remember all those opposition leaders, Monday night symposia, where we outlined policy in education, in crime, several areas, health, and so on. We have the plans. Don't let people tell you we're not ready. We're ready. We have the media. We took control there. We have the people. Look at the people assembled here. I mean, I don't want to continue too long, but like, oh, they don't want to go home. I mean, we have to go home sometime, huh? So, brothers and sisters, we have the team to lead this country. We clearly have the political leader. Clearly. When she led this country, it was with distinction. She led this country with charm. I mean, this is a woman who could charm a cobra snake, huh? I mean, she has that. I mean, you could compare her to Stuart Young? That fella has the charm of Hannibal Lecter. The cannibal. He has the charm of Hannibal Lecter. The fella has the expressed that he's charisma free. He has no sizable personality. A political leader is someone who must have some type of charisma, some type of, you know, pull, some ability to motivate people, to lift people. You could see Stuart Young delivering a speech in Constantine Park to the PNM, 20,000 people or whatever. That fella cannot talk to 10 people. He cannot. So brothers and sisters, the case is made. The case is made that the UNC has the superior team. This is the time when the UNC wins, everybody wins. When the UNC wins. And do not